Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. And or if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Can also watch us live right now if you'd like to. I have you for 2 hours across the country and broadcasting into 53 countries as well. That is Sons of Liberty Media.com. Articles over there for you to catch up on to. And go to the right side. You'll find YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. Same thing BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click on the front page. You'll see us there. Click onto it. Go to the right side of the page. Hour two, friends. I got some great stuff, and I want to bring to closure the first hour because we were talking about a criminal disguised as a governor. This is happening across the country. Remember, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and we see it, friends, all starting to spread from the federal government, who, by the way, is a creature of the states, not the other way around. The federal government is not the headship. That's why we have the 10th Amendment in place, right? And when you begin to look at what's going on here, the American people have been conditioned, and in some cases dummied down, to believe that the federal government can do and say whatever they want to, and they rule the roost over the states. Absolutely not true. But what happens when you have these criminals called governors going along with the federal government? You see how that works? That's what's at play here today. And over the last hour, again, I've been talking about a criminal disguised as a governor in the state of Minnesota. He is a criminal. Don't get me wrong. I'm not stumbling over my words. I'm making it real clear, friends. Constitutionally, Tim Walz is a criminal. Okay? He is a criminal, and he must be removed. Article 2, Section 4. He must be charged. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. For what? Treason. Article 3, Section 3. Read Luke 22, 48. What is he, friends? He's a Judas, kissing the people in the state of Minnesota with a kiss, saying this is for your safety. By the way, that was one of the sayings that the Third Reich used on the people that they at length eradicated. Just for the record, just want to make sure that you understand how history is being played out here, friends. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. Well, just go back over the last 20 years and tell me how far and how way out there we have been. Because we are there now. And I want to just bring us to the next point in ending in conclusion. By the way, we played some audio from Steve Drazkowski, who's doing a great job over there, by the way. High-fiving Steve for doing his job and standing up against the tyrant in defiance to his tyranny and telling the people of the great state of Minnesota as to what's taking place concerning this criminal named Tim Walz. The conclusion is this: either deal with the corrupt politicians or you're going to lose your freedoms. That's it. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, listen carefully to one of our founding presidents, friends, who's also the architect of the Declaration of Independence, which is three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. And these are the guys, by the way, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, they were all the architects of the Declaration of Independence. Has anybody taken the time to see the things that these people have said? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. These are the same guys, right? And it's funny, you go into the Capitol in Minnesota, and there you have Moses awaiting the divine law in the Supreme Court. And nobody can deny what I'm saying. And of course, this criminal disguised as a governor, Tim Walz, he puts his hand on a Bible and swears to uphold the laws. He's bringing a curse upon himself and the people that subject themselves to him. Okay? And it's the church's job to resist. Romans 12:21, the church is called to be the good and overcoming evil. Before Romans 13, where you've heard a misconstrued, perverted version of Romans 13, how we're supposed to submit to government. No, no, no. When governments and those in government capacity act like a bunch of tyrants, we the people are to rise up, and we are called to throw them off. Read the Declaration of Independence. But this is while the mask goes on the people. The masks come off the tyrants, and it's exactly what's happening. The problem that they're having, friends, is there's too many people that are waking up here. And you better make sure you're on the side of God. Not on the side of numbers, because men are not delivered by numbers. Rest assured, I just read this in the book of Psalms last night. King David knew this more than anything. He said tens of thousands in Psalm 27 could gather themselves against me, but he was confident in this thing. He was confident in his God. He didn't put his trust in the arm of the flesh, right? I want to give you that quote by Thomas Jefferson. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. That's exactly right. Who are the two enemies of the people, friends? Criminals and government. And then he said, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. I want to say this. I just wrote this article, friends, at the beginning of the week, 7 days ago. Is justice still in the hearts of the people, which guards our liberties? You better know it is. One outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we want to make America great again, I titled it, we have to make corrupt politicians fear the punishment again, and soon. There's over 182,000 shares within 2 days. Within 2 days. This is what tyranny and all these corrupt agencies fear the most, an armed resistance. How much so? Well, we have our friend who's a constitutional Christian attorney. He really is, John Whitehead, from Rutherford Institute out of Washington, D.C., who just wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Supreme Court paves the way for government to punish anti-government speech that encourages resistance to tyranny. That is who we are, friends. But when you consider what's on the Supreme Court, you'll understand why they're at war with God. And it's a war that they're not going to win. Just ask any tyrant of the day. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that opposes it. And the seed of the righteous is forever. Take the time to read Psalm 2. It's an encouragement to those that are in Christ, not a discouragement. Nor are the Psalms, friends. It's the process of crucifixion, baptism, and being brought back to life again, Romans 6, to the glory of God as witnesses of the resurrection, which just happens to be the gift of prophecy found in the book of Revelations. Okay? That's what it is. Hey, if the Supreme Court was obeying the law and said representatives were obeying the law, then we would be in this together, but apparently not. They want to shut people up. That's right. They want to violate your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. And pay attention to what time period this is happening. This is all happening under Donald Trump's administration. Read Matthew 13:35, when the enemy slept. What happens? When men slept, Matthew 13:35, the enemy sows tares when men sleep. What's happening in America today? Men are fast asleep because they think they got their man in office. Hey, friends, we're going to come right back to this. I'm looking forward to it, actually. Been looking forward to it for 3 days. I've just not gotten to it yet. The spin doctors try once again to distract and divide Americans. How? I'll tell you on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I'm going to take this phone call. We got Polly calling from Buffalo, New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you are so inspiring. Andrew Cuomo. My pastor just got fined $1,000 last Sunday for holding service. He's one of the few around here that's still, like, holding church. And, Cuomo has said churches of worship should be shut down. He didn't fully mandate it, but it's recommended. But now he's like calling on them to open their churches for testing. And then I just found out last night Mayor de Blasio threatened New York City people holding service that if they don't stop that, he would close down houses of worship permanently. I'm like, I can't believe I'm hearing them say this. Like, they got such hubris. I'm like,
Let me encourage you a little bit. First of all, I don't think the good people in New York are just going to roll over in the face of this, because when he put a snitch hotline out there about 2 weeks ago, it completely backfired. He's not admired. He's hated. The only people that are putting them up is the media, because they prop up their own. And Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And let me say this, an abomination in the sight of his people as well. Okay? So people are going to stand up to him. And just on the 7th of this month, it was actually brought to our attention that he was going to suspend all of the protesters in the state of New York. He's just going to suspend the Bill of Rights. I said this, and I knew it was coming. It was the very next day that I said there's going to be some major lawsuits coming. What the CIA-controlled mainstream media does not want you to know is that just yesterday, Pamela Geller once again stands up to the plate and knocks it out of the park. She just filed two lawsuits challenging the New York City Mayor de Blasio on a suspension of the First Amendment. So rest assured, what they're afraid of, Polly, is they're afraid of people standing up and actually taking them to task. And this is what we're seeing more of in this country right now, are the people actually taking it to them because they mean what they say. People at this point have had enough, and it's only going to get worse if they don't begin to back off. But I suggest to the American people, Polly, that we take it to them lawfully and remove them and then charge them for their crimes against we the people. That's the only thing that's going to preserve our constitutional republic at this point, is full judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That is mercy to a nation.
Yeah.
So
but,
I appreciate you.
On one other note, when I found out that, like, my pastor's holding service in most, like, all the Catholic churches around here, probably Vatican down, decided to do, like, online streaming, and most all the churches, all of them, they shut down. So they're scared. They're scared of recrimination from unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional decrees.
That's
disturbing.
Yeah. Well, let me, can I answer you off air to get to the topic? And I totally appreciate you, ma'am. And thank you for calling from New York.
Yeah.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you, Polly. Folks, fearful. When you go here, just let me just take you through this really quick, because this is just my forte. It's what I've been confronted with since I've been in the church. I wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And once I began to go to the high schools and the colleges, the first people that were to oppose me were that of the professed Christians. You got to keep in mind, it was Jesus that was crucified by the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites themselves. And we're to beware of these people. Folks, people can call themselves Christians all day, but you know them by what they do. Read Acts 11, okay? It says they were first called Christians. They were called Christians. They weren't walking around with their little "what would Jesus do" bracelets, which is unscriptural. No, they were actually bearing witness, and the Holy Ghost was bearing witness through them as they were keeping the commands of the Most High God. Okay? There's a lack of Christianity that is, it stinks to high heaven in this country. Okay? You have 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. What do you see those professed Christians doing? Absolutely nothing. Polly just talked about in New York. What's going on there? Well, they're afraid. Well, read Revelations 21, verse what? 8. What does it say? 5 all the way through the end of the chapter. It talks about in judgment, the first people that are going to go into hell where they belong are the fearful. The Bible tells us, friends, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. They're born of a different spirit. They're afraid. What are they afraid of? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, the wicked flee when none and no man pursueth. But the righteous are bold as lions. Bold means forward to danger. The church is going to the battle, while the professed hypocrites are running from the battle. They're capitulators. They're not born of the Spirit of God in any sense of the word. Ask King David, in whom we just happen to be the seat of. What did he do? He took it to the enemy. What are these people, Polly, doing in New York? They're running from the enemy. And this is a curse upon the nation. It's a curse upon New York. But again, this should come as no surprise, because these that call themselves Christians across the country that are bowing to the dictator today, just keep in mind, friends, they're the greatest advocates to the crimes in which we deal with concerning the heresy in the church and the corruption in the government. I just want to make clear, everybody understands what's going on. They're no more Christians than the devil are. I don't care what they call themselves. They bear fruit of the devil, therefore that's who they're born of. They're born of the children of the flesh. They're born of the spirit of the flesh. And they're children of the flesh. Okay? Read John 3 when you get a moment. It's pretty easy to make distinction. Because you see people all day long that call themselves Christians, and because they hang around real Christians every once in a while, guess what? They've deceived themselves into believing that they're actually Christians too. And what they are is they're part-time Christians, right? They got a foot in the church and one foot in the world. You know, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And then he wonders why his head's spinning off and he doesn't know what direction it's going to go when it's done spinning. Yep. No, because he doesn't have his eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of his faith. The Bible says that Our eye is to be single. Why? Because we are going to give an account for every idle thought, every idle word. Okay? And these people, they just avoid scriptures like that because it confronts their comfortable lifestyle. Right? According to modern definitions found in the dictionary in America that have been rewritten by the revisionists, comfort in Old English, by the way, means to be pushed along in war. So when we talk about the Holy Ghost comforting us, we need to understand that He's pushing us. He's leading us into the war, not away from the war. So again, let's make distinction between that which is born of the Spirit and that which is born of the flesh. Okay? I'm so glad Polly called from New York. Because, again, folks, you have a new and up-and-coming generation that look at the older generation as a total reproach. And rightfully so. And this new generation is coming up and throwing off their junk. The problem that we're seeing is if they don't put on the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to lose their country thinking that they're doing the right thing. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. You young people, you need to repent before a just and a holy God and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Because without the Holy Ghost, you're going to be going the wrong direction, diametrically opposed to the direction that you're supposed to be going. And you will not lose, I'm sorry, you will not win back your freedoms. You'll be thinking that you're doing the right thing when in fact you're adding strength to tyranny on so many different fronts. That'll be a different show, okay? But again, thank you for the call. Totally appreciate you, Polly in New York. I want to get over to this because I need to get over to this, and we're at the half-hour mark, and it's great information. And let me lay this out to you because I teed it up yesterday. I put a little salt on your tongue yesterday. You guys all remember the L.A. riots in the 90s? Can I ask you a question? What was it that incited those riots? I just want you to recollect for a moment. Well, if you remember rightly, it was Rodney King and the beating of Rodney King by the police officers. The white police officers. Remember that? Do you remember how CNN kept playing the reactions of how those four white police officers were exonerated when that black man was beaten relentlessly by these police officers? Do you remember how CNN gave a white response and then a black response? Didn't Jesus say to beware of that? Mark 3:25. Didn't He say a house divided against itself will not stand? Yep, He said it'll fall, didn't He? Yep, and that's what happens, right? Can I ask you something? Does anybody know in Scripture where it talks about race and how God makes distinction between race? Because, friends, I got to say this, racism, the word picked up by Leon Trotsky that made it famous back in the 30s under the murderous dictator, the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. He was his head of the military, and he said the best way to basically browbeat dissenters into submission is to just call them names, call them racists, okay? Jesus came to save the soul. He didn't come to save the skin. And the Bible does say all nations are one blood. I'll get to more of that on the other side. Remember what I said.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Dr. Deborah Birx has been tapped to help manage the distribution of remdesivir to hospitals nationwide amid growing frustration among physicians who say they've been unable to access the drug for their sickest COVID-19 patients. Birx, a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, is known as the person who's constantly reviewing the numbers, according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. A week ago, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for remdesivir after preliminary evidence found the drug cut the time patients had to spend in the hospital from 15 days on average down to just 11. The FDA's authorization specified the unapproved drug could be used for severely ill adults and children hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 diagnoses who have low blood oxygen levels and or are on a ventilator. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The news comes after a member of the military who served the president as a personal valet also tested positive for the virus. The White House is now increasing the regularity of testing for those who come in contact with the president and vice president to now occur daily instead of weekly. Miller joined Pence's office last year from the Department of Homeland Security. A 5-year-old boy in New York has become the second person in the state to die from a mysterious illness believed to be connected to coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made this announcement. He also said 73 children in New York have been severely ill and continues to urge vigilance. The syndrome is thought to be related to the Kawasaki disease, a rare but serious illness previously noted in children with COVID-19 in the United Kingdom. New York's Health Department and the CDC is investigating the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, you just heard the break again from there. Just some really... for a better way of saying it, there's some sick-minded, staunch, useful idiots is what these people are. I mean, it's just relentless, friends. I mean, folks, this is like the media, the useful idiots in media, highlighting everybody that's got a mild version of the flu or a bad cold. And I wouldn't expect anything different to come out of these devils. I mean, what do you expect to come out of the pit of hell? Because this is what you're hearing all day long. This is dangerous propaganda, friends. Oh, my goodness. It's dangerous stuff. It really is. I want to get to my topic, but for the sake of being fair here, I'll take Don from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. Anyways, I called just that lawsuit. That against the governor?
Yeah.
Right? Go as an individual. Don't go after a state. Go at him
that's
and
right.
take everything he has. Everything.
That's right. Good for you. Yes, that's right, sir.
You take everything and any of those other cronies in Minnesota there. I'm originally from Minnesota.
Okay.
So, that's all
where'd,
I have
where'd
to
you
say.
Live, Don? Where'd you live, Don? I'm curious.
About the middle of the state.
Okay.
You know where Lund boats are made?
No.
Well, it's by Wadena. I don't know if you've been by Wadena.
I know where Wadena is. My wife's grandparents are from there. Yes, I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, we're about 13 miles going west toward Fargo.
Gotcha. Okay. I know exactly where you're at. But you're exactly right. The lawsuit, you have to take it to the individual, because once you begin to take it to the individual rather than against the state, you begin to put them more on, well, in a sense of fear of the people of consequence. And I equate that to what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, that they will take it to them on an individual basis, you have liberty. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You got to go after them, because why should tax money go cover his law, cover his lawyer fee?
Correct.
You take it at him.
Amen.
And I'm gonna do something else, but I can't tell you now.
Okay. Well, you call me back and you tell me, okay, Don?
Well, you'll probably hear about it if it goes out there.
Okay.
I've been thinking about something. So.
Okay. Well, just as long as it's right before God and man, we're good, right?
Well, that's where it is.
Amen. I appreciate your phone call. Did not mean to cut you off. I thought we were done there. I need to get over to the topic. Thank you, Don from Washington. Totally appreciate you. I was just asking the question right before the last break, friends. Does anybody know how the LA riots were incited? It was by the media, right? We were told that Rodney King, because we've seen it played over and over, just like the coronavirus today, friends, right? We've seen Rodney King getting beat up, pummeled to the ground by four white cops. It's all we've seen, right? This, after the four white police officers were exonerated of all charges, okay? They weren't charged. And what happened is the riots were incited because of the, this was all played out, friends, by the way, okay? And what they did is they wanted people to see, and they wanted to create outrage. And it wasn't just when Rodney King was being beat up, friends. I want to make clear, people understand, it wasn't just the black communities that were outraged. Anybody with a sense of right and wrong would have been outraged. But the problem is that when it went to court, there was 58 testimonies that the media and their accounts didn't share with the people to decide what was right and what was wrong. There was over 200 exhibits that were never shared with the public concerning what was going on in the courthouse, okay? The jury found these four white guys innocent of the crime. Why? What was the information that was never given to the people at large? Well, here's one. This was, again, the information that was never revealed to the people by the mainstream media and the useful idiots. Did you know that Rodney King was driving through the streets of Los Angeles for over 8 miles? He was being chased by the police, going 115 miles per hour. You probably didn't know that, right? Because they didn't want you to know that, right? So before you get angry when you listen to the mainstream media's useful idiots, keep in mind they're probably withholding information, which they are. I'm a victim of it over and over and over and over and over again, okay? Rodney King drove through the streets of Los Angeles, California, going 115 miles an hour, endangering everybody on those streets concerning his path that he was trotting, right, for over 8 miles. You were never given that information. Did you know that Rodney King was also on a parole violation? Guess what his parole violation was for, friends? He was a convicted armed robber. An armed convicted robber. Okay? Yeah, I can say this different ways if you would like, friends, but the fact of the matter is, the police probably thought, well, if this guy's going down the streets in the city of Los Angeles at 115 miles an hour, he doesn't stop, he goes on for 8 hours, and then we find that he's a convicted armed robber, he's a felon, he's probably armed. Okay, that was more information that was never given to the people. Did you also know that there was two other black passengers inside of the car with Rodney King who were unharmed? Why? Because they followed orders. Nothing ever happened to them. They were compliant. Okay? But was Rodney King? Absolutely not. But how did they sell it to the people? They took what? An 8-second, 10-second excerpt, and they kept replaying it in front of the faces of the people. Isn't that crazy? Did you know that King, Rodney King, was under the influence of drugs and alcohol during his arrest? No, that was information that was withheld as well. No, they just showed you over and over and over again four cops beating Rodney King on the ground. That's all they showed you. Again, he ignored police orders. Did you know that he was tasered? 260 pounds, by the way. I believe he was 6'2". He was restrained by four police officers. This is the film that they didn't show you, which was previous to the film that they did show you. He threw off all four police officers, even after being tased. They didn't show the American people, Rodney King, charging the police officers. Okay, they made a black-white issue out of all of this. Not a righteous to an unrighteous issue. Ezekiel 44:23. They didn't show you or make distinction between what was right or wrong. They made it a color issue, which, by the way, in Acts 17:26, Jesus said, okay, the Holy Ghost said through the apostles, okay, Jesus is the Word of God, that all nations are one blood. Let me remind you that Jesus didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. So who's making an issue out of black and white? Men are. Fallen reprobates are. Because the Lord never did. Okay? Did you know... did you know that Rodney King was also making lewd gestures to female cops? Don't forget about Rodney King in the film that wasn't showed you, of him charging the police and throwing off four police officers. And of course, the mainstream media is not going to show you the video of him making lewd gestures to women as well. No, of course not. Folks, the media withheld all of this information from the people. Who's responsible for the LA riots more than the media? Nobody is. Do you remember Martin Luther King Jr., by the way, spent time with Andrew Young, 3 hours with Andrew Young, got it all on film, great guy. He was the one that was with Martin Luther King during the civil rights marches. Spent time with Billy Kyle. He was the one that was right next to King when he was shot at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. By the way, Martin Luther King's family actually rose up and sued the government. You never heard about that. Of course, they never want you to know how the people rise up and actually deal with corruption and win. They never just ask Randy Weaver, Ruby Ridge back in the 80s. He sued the government for $3.1 million. They didn't want you to know that. Folks, the power's still in the hands of the people. Why? Because if the law's on your side, then you need to take it to the corrupt, okay? Regardless of who they are or what they say they are. Okay. I also spent a couple hours with Roger Wilkins, who was the head of the DOJ, Department of Justice, during that time in Washington, D.C. Got it all on film. Wanted to know who Martin was for myself. Because the only thing people know about Martin Luther King is that of what J. Edgar Hoover, the sodomite, who had a diabolical hatred of Martin Luther King Jr. He was terrified of him, the head of the FBI. He's the one that continuously did these smear campaigns on Martin Luther King. So I'm not the guy that's going to go and take hearsay and then throw it out there. No, I got to know for myself, and that's what I did. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Folks, if you have a problem with your brother or sister because they're of a different color, there's something wrong with your head. You've been indoctrinated. You're not learning, you're being indoctrinated. You're being taught to hate for no reason whatsoever. I remember when I was a kid, I was 2 years old, and I remember the hatred going on in the streets of Minneapolis, the white-black thing during the Civil Rights Movement. Matter of fact, in North Minneapolis and Northeast Minneapolis, there was a bridge, and on both sides there was people waiting for the other side to cross over, and they were armed to the hilt with shotguns. It's just pure ignorance is what it is. Fueled by what? The mainstream media. And I remember one time when I got a little bit older, I remember driving around the lake, and I remember I broke down, and it was an upper class, upper echelon of wealthy people, and I broke down, and I didn't have a tire, and I'm living in North Minneapolis, but I'm over in this nice neighborhood, and none of these rich white people would help me. But it was interesting to note, the one guy that did stop and help me just happened to be a black mechanic who turned out to be the coolest guy known to mankind. So the point is, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Celebrity friends, I gotta say this. We're talking about the spin doctors trying once again to distract you from what's going on by dividing Americans by playing guess what? Here we go again. Same thing, different day. Ecclesiastes 1:4, read it when you get a moment. There's nothing new under the sun. They're playing the race card, friends. They want to divide Americans so it's easier for them to conquer. That's what it's about. You know, it was accredited to Ben Franklin, of all people, in 1706 to 1790. That was his lifespan. By the way, I got a question for everybody listening to me right now. That little dash between the time that you're born and the time that you're going to leave this world, how are you filling that time in, right? Read Acts 20, verse 21. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, friends. He is who he says he is. I wasn't talked into what I'm doing right now, and I can't be talked out of it. What God puts in me, no devil in hell is going to take out of me. Ben Franklin said, "We are all born ignorant," speaking of the race card, "but one must work very hard to remain stupid." That's exactly right. But the media is useful idiots. They're stupid. It's a real word. It's dull and insensible. Webster's 1828. They're just doing what they're told to do, right? They're just doing their job. No, they're not. They're a bunch of traitors. They hate their brothers and sisters. Did you know that Eleanor Roosevelt said, pit race against race, religion against religion, right? Sect against sect, Christian. Prejudice against prejudice. Then she goes on and says, divide and conquer. And she said, we must not let that happen here. Friends, the media's useful idiots have been playing this card for a long time. They've overlooked Eleanor's writings because this is what they are continuously doing in this country. Just ask Brother Jesse and Brother Al, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. They play the race card more than anybody does, friends, and they have no respect. And by the way, if you look at their lives according to Scripture, you can understand why they play the race card. Because they want to play the hero to somebody, but they can never do it with people that they know or know who they are. Right? Hypocrites. Let me give you a couple examples. Do you guys all remember Trayvon Martin, who was fatally shot on the night of February 26, 2012 in Sanford, Florida? You remember George Zimmerman, who fatally shot Trayvon Martin? They reported that he was a white man. You remember that? It was falsely reported that he was a white man. He was not a white man. He was of mixed descent. Different bloods. Okay, doesn't matter the color of his skin. I'm trying to make the point as to what the mainstream media is guilty of here, friends. The spin doctors. George Zimmerman shot Trayvon in an act of self-defense. Okay. Zimmerman, by the way, sued the family for, listen carefully, engineering false witnesses. Who helped his false witnesses more than the mainstream media? Nobody. See, it wasn't an issue of right and wrong. It was an issue of we can use this crisis to our advantage. So they created it. They narrated it. They contrived it. They fabricated it. Okay, that's what they did. Do you remember Michael Brown, who was fatally shot and killed for charging a police officer on August 9th, 2014? Do you remember that incited domestic insurrection too? That incited riot, friends. Who incited that riot more than the mainstream media? Nobody did. The police officer was Darren Wilson, who just happened to be, guess what, friends, white. The media withheld the video evidence that showed Michael Brown inside of the store. You guys all remember this? How they withheld evidence? They're doing it today, too. Now we have today going to former Vice President Joe Biden. I can't make this up. Read 1 Kings 13:33. The media is using Vice President Joe Biden as if to suggest somehow he's legitimate. He's a criminal. He's committed the act of treason, him and his son have. He's a total pedophile. Ask his friends that went to college with him. He's constantly being exposed for harassing women. The reason they're doing that in front of your face is because they want to normalize it, by the way. And now they're putting this guy up as if he's a legitimate candidate for Donald Trump. Nope, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Nobody takes this guy for a grain of salt. Guess what it's doing? It's driving support to Donald Trump, who he himself is illegitimate. Just for the record. We have Vice President, the mainstream media is using the Vice President of the United States of America, of all people, to try to add credibility to a situation here in Georgia, along with Stacey Abrams. They're calling for action and a formal investigation into the aftermath of the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man shot while jogging. He was shot by white men who suspected him of being a burglar. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, USA Today reported that the video shows a black man jogging before attempting to pass a truck with two men who happen to be white. Of course, they have to highlight that. A gunshot is heard in the video, and then a scuffle ensues between the jogger and one of the white men. The video's online. I just posted it over on my YouTube page if you want to go ahead and watch the video. But after watching the video, you tell me. I'm telling you my assessment here. In comparison to what the mainstream media reported and what actually occurred, because I saw the young man not jogging, I saw him running. And then I saw the young man aggressively attacking this man who happened to be white that was standing by his truck. How come the mainstream media is putting a twist on this? Because they want to have you take them for face value, actually then taking the time and watching the video for yourself to see that they're a bunch of frauds, because they are a bunch of frauds. Folks, why are they highlighting crimes of white men shooting black men? How can we see very little of black men shooting white men? And I'm not going to get caught up into this contrived, foolish debate. I'm just trying to make the point that it happens on both sides. A criminal making a choice to commit the crime makes him a criminal regardless of what color he is. And furthermore, when you look at Lady Justice, does she have a blindfold on, or does she have one eye open and the other one covered? And basically say that I'm going to pervert justice by siding with the white men only against the black men. Nope, both eyes are covered. Why? Because justice is blind. It's an issue of right and wrong. It's not an issue of color, friends. The media is trying to divert you once again by playing the race card. Folks, this race card issue is it's water under the bridge. I remember I was called a racist when I was doing high school assemblies across the country. My guitar player was black. See, they believed the press until they watched the video. I had a Hispanic singer. None of us cared about what color we were. We were getting a job done. We were living for the Lord. And we still are. They wanted to divide. They wanted people to be angry at me for something that wasn't there. But then again, the media, how many times do they get it backwards? How many times they've accused me of things, guess what, that I'm not guilty of? Hey, friends, I don't care what color you are. And by the way, neither does the Lord. He likes variations, man. Women, he likes color. So do I. So do I. I think it'd be the coolest thing in the world when you have all those interracial churches, as they call them. I wouldn't even use that word. But I like it when there's Hmong and there's English people and there's Chinese people and there's Mexican people and there's from all over the world that have come to be Americans under God. Psalm 33:12. That is awesome to me. And I'll tell you what, if I feel the joy and the anointing from that, guess what? That comes from the Lord. That's His heart. Hey, folks, these people have no credit. They have zero credibility whatsoever, friends, that are reporting. Friends, when I tell you that 94% of the American people don't believe the press, that's probably an underestimation of what people really do believe. They don't believe these people. Americans, you need to shut off the mainstream media. You need to shut them off because they're nothing but a bunch of propagandists. And friends, at the end of the day, it comes to the fact that, again, the word criminal comes into play. They are criminals. They are. For what they mean to do. It's unlawful. And freedom of speech does not entail or give them the right to go ahead and violate free speech. Okay? Lawful speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I'm sick and tired of this divisive crap going on. They feed it between the Democrats and the Republicans all day long. Folks, we're a constitutional republic. There is no party affiliations. Okay? Once you get rid of all that, you're going to understand what George Orwell said back in the 80s, right? It's a language that's been created to what? Make lies sound truthful. Hey, folks, I want to say this to my black brothers, my white brothers, sisters, Asian, Mexican, I don't care. Hey, you're in America. We're in this thing together. All nations are one blood, friends. Shut down the spin doctors. Shut them down. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pastor packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.